Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Lot going on here.
Which button?
What are we at now? Hold on. Let me figure this out.
We just started.
Number 5.
Thanks, Orion.
Thank you.
He sorted things out for us.
Really great. All right. CNN has aired a segment this morning in which New Day host Allison Camerota tried and failed to get supporters of Donald Trump to recognize that there was no factual basis for his claim that 3 million people have voted illegally in the 2016 election.
Voting is a privilege in this country, and you need to be legal, not like California, where 3 million illegals voted.
Let's talk about that.
I'm glad I brought that up, Allison.
Me too, Paula. So where are you getting your information?
From the media. Where
what,
else are
media?
We getting? Some of it was CNN, I believe.
CNN said that 3 million illegal people voted
in
California?
It was coming all across the media. Well, of course. Well, CNN didn't do it, then they were being smart this time.
What?
She actually did like a face plant during this. She put her hand in her palm to her head, and just like Allison Camerota did, because everyone after another had said, "Well, of course there were 3 million." And if Donald Trump believes that and he thinks that there's truth to it, then show us the evidence.
Do you think 3 dozen or do you think 3 million?
I think there was a good amount, because the president told people that they could vote, and it happened in Nashua. We caught some people that they went into Nashua and they said, the president said I can vote. I'm here illegally.
Did you hear President Obama say that illegal people could vote?
Yes, I did hear it this morning.
Tell me, where?
You can find it. Google it. You can find it on Facebook.
All right.
True millennials right there. Google it.
Millennial move. Classic millennial move right there.
Google it. Google the schmagoogle it. Let me say that this is alarming, because this is not the end of this.
You mean just putting things out there?
Yeah.
See if
this
it sticks?
Is reality. The facts are now so easily, whatever fact you wish to have that supports your position, and obviously these are Trump supporters, fine, because I can find facts that are anti-Trump that I could find that are probably not true either all over the internet, right? So if you want to find things that support your position, you will find them. Now, these people are a little misinformed that CNN was saying that there were 3 million illegal people voting, or or maybe they misheard it, sort of the Emily Latella version of it, where they heard whatever it was going to be. But this is really the post-truth moment, where truth does not matter as much anymore, and there's no way to prove something to be true, because there's always going to be somebody who believes something else, who can pull it up on their phone and go, see, take a look at this, and it might be coming from Breitbart, or it might be coming from
this
from
one they Info say originated Wars. From Alex Jones, is
Info
where
Wars.
This originally, is that InfoWars?
Yeah.
I know that on one of the media sites I follow, they were saying, journalists were kind of weighing in about how do you cover this, because they were sort of critical of some of the news organizations that chose to make the headline that said, Trump says 3 million voted illegally, because that gave truth to it. When people just, you know, breeze through headlines in the morning, you might read that and say, oh, well, 3 million people voted illegally. And yet we haven't seen substantiation to that. So if you are just sort of breezing through articles, you know, that might be confusing to some people.
Well, because Trump says.
Trump says.
Right. Which is the irony of it, because he's said a lot of things. All right. I'm going to
get that sorted out.
That's right. But this is the beginning of it's the end of data as we know it as being important in terms of news and politics, where those two things collide. I just pray that our doctors don't take the exact same route with this.
God help us.
Right?
WebMD is great.
Yeah, or the people who, WebMD is great. Although, the one problem with WebMD, I get on there, I start reading the symptoms, I start getting the symptoms immediately.
Yeah, I have everything.
It always leads to brain tumor for me.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know what happens there. I have an arm problem. Next thing I know, I keep clicking on links and I have a brain tumor.
Isn't that true? You always go to the worst case. You're like, wait a minute. It could be what?
Could be, yeah. Pancreatic cancer.
I know.
What?
You're like, yeah, my left eye does hurt sometimes. And I do get headaches.
That's so true.
Oh, man, I had a headache once.
Remember when my stomach hurt?
Yeah, that was brutal.
Like,
I'd have been school for that.
All right. Checking in at
number four.
All right. Donald Trump was in Indianapolis. He's going to be in Cincinnati. I believe his wheel's down in Cincinnati already. He's going to be in Cincinnati in about an hour. We'll take you to that. We took you to Indianapolis a little bit earlier today on WGN, where he was at the Carrier plant outside of Indianapolis. It was going to be closed down, but then wasn't. And he explained a little bit about how that happened. He was watching the news, and he saw a story about himself promising to keep the Carrier plant.
I got involved because of the love affair I've had. This has been a very special state to us. And I'll never forget, about a week ago, I was watching the nightly news. I won't say which one, because I don't want to give them credit, because I don't like them much, I'll be honest. I don't like them, not even a little bit.
That narrows it down. Right? How was your guess? I don't even know.
That's not very diplomatic, right?
Presidential. I don't think he cares about that.
Generally, presidents are a little bit above that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think he does care. I think the exact opposite. I think that's the problem, is that he's not above that. He's the most powerful man. He's about to become the most powerful human being on Earth, and he still holds petty grudges.
And no question.
There's people taking shots at him all the time, but that's the job. I mean, it's part of the job description. You chose to run for this. You're always going to have critics. All right. Even some of the most successful presidents had incredible criticism around them. I mean, this is part of the job. I mean, you just have to rise above it. He doesn't seem like he really wants to do the rising. He wants to punish those who dare to cross him.
I don't see him changing. I really don't. You remember he told us he was going to act more presidential, I'll be so boring, and, you know, we just have to accept that's not who he's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm on the elect now. He's not president yet.
So president-elect, thank you.
He's not just threatening, though, the media. He's also saying to big business in America.
And I said to some of the folks, I said, companies are not going to leave the United States anymore without consequences. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I'll tell you right now. We're losing so much.
And so that's interesting. Now, I get that, and he can do that. I mean, that's one of the executive powers that he has, is to create a tariff system for trade.
Mm-hmm.
And it eventually would have to be become confirmed by the legislative branch. But he's got, I can't remember if it's 90 days or 6 months or something like that, where they have an ability where he can just do it. So that'll be very interesting to see if he actually pulls that trigger. But again, he's sending a very, very clear message of where it is. My favorite part of this, though, was he goes on about that nightly news thing, and he talks about how there was a guy in the nightly news who was saying that Donald Trump made this promise to keep Carrier here, and we're going to keep Carrier here. And then he was watching and he was thinking, oh, my God, I guess I did promise that. I don't remember promising it, but I guess I did. And then he's like, where's that guy? Is that guy in the audience here? And then a woman stands up and goes, that was my son. Oh, that was your son. Oh, that was great. Whoever the hell your son is. That's exactly what he said.
Did he say that?
Whoever the hell your son is did a great job. Tell him that. Whoever the hell your son is. It's sort of like,
it doesn't always come out the right way, does it?
No.
Those are his supporters.
No, exactly.
So we can all talk that way now since the president-elect, right?
That's the problem.
So
I hope that people
asked
don't
about
think
somebody's son, I can say whoever the hell your son is.
That's 8-year-olds can now say that, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Good to know. I'll add that to my vocabulary.
All right, hold on. Let's
you have it?
We have it.
Okay, I
want to
hear that again because I heard it.
But I didn't mean it quite that way. So now, because of him, whoever that guy was, is he in the room by any chance? That's your son. Stand up. You did a good job. You did a great job, right? That's fantastic. And I love your shirt. Oh, wow. Oh, put it on, cameras. Go ahead. Put it on. Well, your son is great. And he meant that, didn't he? He really meant it. At first I said, I wonder if he's being sarcastic, because this ship has sailed. And then I said, it was 6:30 in the...
Yep. It comes up right here. Well, all right. They
we
lost
don't,
it.
We don't have
Whoever
it.
The hell your son is, he did a great job. That's what he says. If you can, we'll try to find that. Because I know there are people like that. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. Yes, he did. Yes, he absolutely did.
And it surprises no one, Ro. Come on.
And to the surprise of no one. Well, I'm sure. Somebody is. Top 5-5 continues checking in at
number 3.
Donald Trump has picked a very controversial person. I know that find this hard to believe. To lead the Department of Education and
Betsy DeVos.
Chicago Teachers Union President Karen Lewis says, well, she's not happy about this. She called her a disaster.
Don't ask me why you picked her. I don't know who put her name on the list, but she's a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, this is because it's a school choice issue, right?
I mean, that's vouchers and school choice is one of the things she'd be shooting at. So she's from the billionaire Amway family, and she was Karen Lewis was very, took some personal attacks at her, talking about how her family runs a Ponzi scheme and, said things about her that the concern here is that she's going to limit the number of charter schools in Chicago, which currently has a cap on it, or she's going to expand it, I'm sorry. And, I don't know what power she really would have over that. I guess that remains to be seen, but Chicago Teachers Union is they're staunchly against any kind of charter expansion.
By the way, don't worry about it because I want to get rid of the Department of Education anyway. Because I think I don't want people learning too much. I want them to learn everything they know from InfoWars. That would be much better for me.
All right. Checking in at
number 2.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Oh, this is great. Tony Bennett.
Sounds great.
Cat. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Your nose. All right. You know what's happening? The holiday lights are shining bright in New York City. The yearly lighting of the massive Rockefeller Center Christmas tree. It rained the whole time.
Oh.
But that did not.
Did Miss Piggy get wet?
That did not stop. If Kermit's doing his job properly. That did not stop Mary from Seattle from showing up. It had been her dream to see this for 43 years.
I don't know. I've seen it on TV when I was 10 years old, and I told my father I'd live this dream. Rain or shine or snow, I'm here.
Neil Diamond was one of the performers.
Ooh.
Well, this is all about having a good time and opening the holiday season and everybody just getting with the program.
Despite the fact that it rained.
He's in, yeah. A little rain doesn't ruin that.
And finally,
number 1.
The Santa Experience inside the Mall of America is bringing a unique experience to Twin Cities families this year. For the first time since it opened, there is going to be a black Santa Claus.
Hmm.
It's going to help spread the Christmas cheer. Again, this is sort of like, you saw Hamilton a couple nights ago.
I did, yeah.
Right? If, Alexander Hamilton saw that, he'd be like, wait. First of all, who's Santa Claus? That'd be the first question he'd ask.
First thing he'd say.
Yeah.
A lot of African-American actors taking on the roles of our founding fathers in Hamilton.
Larry Jefferson is a Santa. He's from Dallas. He's going to spend 4 days taking pictures and videos for families by appointment in the Santa Experience. He said that kids of color really get a kick out of a Santa with soul.
It's no big deal. I'm still Santa. But I just have to be a Santa of color. It gives the kids an opportunity to see Santa that look like them, and it gives them something to identify with. But Santa is still just Santa. Just Saturday, I was doing a party for an event, and one child said, Santa, you're brown. And I said, yes, I am. I says, but Santa comes in many different colors. And he just says, oh. And I gave him a candy cane, and he ran off. Kids are just kids. They're very innocent. They just love Santa. Ho, 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 ho.
There you go.
Oh, that's great. Can't argue with that.
All right, let's close this thing up, shall we?
The top 5 at 5.